BBC Six Music Podcasts. Six Music. This is a free download from the BBC. Find out more at bbc.co.uk/sixmusic. And now, Russell Howard and John Richardson.
Hello, thank you very much for downloading our podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
The podcast week beginning 29th of June.
Good work, Stato. Dealt with having a robot wearing a waistcoat. So, yeah, there's lots of good stuff. There'll be appearances from 4D. We did the news quiz. There's various other bits of waffle.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
BBC Six Music.
My dad woke up with a rat on his belly once. Don't say anything.
He did what?
He woke up with a rat on his belly.
Did he?
He was fishing.
Morning, Dad.
There you go. Do you like my rat costume? Bloody, bloody, blah. You know, he was fishing. He woke up with a rat on his belly, and he looked at it. And you know, sometimes you're just quite cool when you wake up. And he went, "Morning," and the rat scurried away.
I got very angry at a cat yesterday.
What happened?
I booked a hotel yesterday.
Bloody cat in there! Bloody cat in your room!
It wasn't even a hotel. It was like a conference centre. I had to go through a security gate, and then they had a function going on, so I cancelled it.
You cancelled the function on their behalf.
Yeah.
This won't do. Not while I'm here.
You're not keeping me up on a Saturday. I've got to get up early. But I couldn't find the hotel, and I was wandering around this little village. And
the cat said, "Lost."
There. Pub was shot. Everything was shot. So I went up to the cat and I said, "I don't suppose you know where the hotel is, do you?" And it ran away.
Oh,
I went, "Yeah, go on." And then I swore at it.
Wouldn't that have been brilliant if the cat had just turned around and gone, "F you"?
Yeah. My best swearing's been done at cats. About a cat that's really easy to swear at. I think it's because they're so arrogant.
Well, you know that one that used to live near our flat in Bristol? That fat, ugly cat.
Mm.
Every time I saw it, I said, "You ugly git. Look at you with your fat, ugly face."
Did you see the...
Never did anything back because you were scared of me.
Ugliest Dog in the World Awards.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Disgusting, that. It's a bit of a laugh, but when the dog that wins has got skin cancer...
Is that right?
You think... Well,
that's cheating. That's cheating if he's that flaky.
Yeah, it's not really right, is it?
No.
It's supposed to be like a funny, "Oh, this is a crossbreed and his tongue's too big for his mouth. Ha ha."
Yeah.
"Oh, my dog's dying."
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't it ugly?
Not fair. Well, yeah, there should be a separate category. It's like the Drug Olympics.
Yeah. But,
do you reckon anyone's ever beaten their dog up on the day of a big, ugly dog battle?
No.
No?
No.
Like, just snipped a bit of his ear off.
You're thinking of cartoons there, where you sort of punch someone and they get a big black eye. And...
No, if you hit a dog right, it can swell up.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever hit your dog?
No, I once dropped my dog.
Should we stress on air that we're not advocating hitting
dogs?
Hey,
don't hit your dog, but I'm saying, if you're in a competition and your dog's good and you're down to the final two, hey, punch your dog. If it's an ugly dog competition.
Changing the tune.
Listen to this, right, about 4D. Now, people are chatting about 4D in America, which is extraordinary, right? This is from Peter Skelding. "All right, boys, I've recommended your programme to someone who listens to Six Music on internet radio in the US. I innocently mentioned that Matt Ford was larger than life because of all the pasties he eats and got this response. Almost choked on the pasties eating comment. Pasties have an entirely different meaning here in the US, having to do with strippers, at least did some years ago in less permissive times." So I don't know what that means.
Hazard a guess.
Yeah, yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you best warn 4D that if he decides to phone in his stop from a lay-by in Stoke, Michigan, instead of Stoke-on-Trent one week, he best be careful what he says to the locals about his pasty habit. I'm looking for some pasties. Ooh-wee!
Ain't we all, brother?
Yeah.
You don't want to know what corned beef means out there as well.
Exactly. They own the devil's crayon by wild beasts.
I've got a song coming out. Called it The Gods, one of those pens where you've got all different colours on the top.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't scan as well as that. It's going to be good, though. It's on the new album.
The new album?
Yeah.
Didn't know you had a previous one.
Yeah, that's pretty underground, keeping that pretty quiet.
What's it called?
Don't Look At Me, Please, Mr. Smith.
Don't Look At Me, Please, Mr. Smith.
You've got to say it slow.
Collection of ballads about a young man talking to a cat called Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
Hey, we got an email in it, right? It says, "Dear Russell and John, you were talking about ugly dogs. I want a pug because every time it walks into the room, I would burst out laughing." Unfair. They're ugly dogs, them pugs.
They're the bred ones.
They look like they've been in a car crash, and all their face is kind of sort of quite near their arse. They're kind of... They look a bit like Ulver, truth be told.
Right.
You know, who's our mate? He's walking around the country. Where is he at the minute?
I left him in Kendall on
Did you? Just you threw him out of your car?
Yeah.
There's a rumour going around that he's being followed.
Hmm?
He's being followed.
By whom?
By a pervert.
Yeah?
Yep.
The pervert following the pervert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's quite babushka-like.
Bit of a busman's holiday for that pervert, really.
Absolutely. Well, maybe it's in awe. Like, Forrest Gump had all those joggers chasing him. Mark would just have a selection of perverts gradually following him.
Yeah.
Just people who, you know, sort of busily. What have you just dropped then?
My pen.
Oh, Jesus wept. Right, this is the news.
It's giving me an idea for a new song.
Yeah. Now, did you see the interview with Jay-Z and Westwood yesterday?
No.
It's one of the finest things I've ever heard, right? Now, what's
going to make me angry?
Yeah. But ordinarily, because I sat down last night and I thought, right, let's give this hip-hop a go, right? Because, you know, I sort of thought...
Hippity-hoppity.
Yeah, well, but you just find yourself going, you know, it's all a bit dull. There's an interview now, right? And I'll listen to it. If you can make any sense out of this, you're a better man than me. Here it is, right?
It's Westwood at Glastonbury, and it makes no sense.
And that is true in every single word, right? Yeah. Here it is.
It's Westwood at Glastonbury, and it makes no sense. I've been here for a full 2 days, and I still haven't got any mud on my sneakers. But I'm here to support my man Jay-Z. Because there's cats saying that they don't want Jay-Z. They don't want a hip-hop at Glastonbury. But tonight, it's going to be legendary. Let's go catch up with Jay.
Yo. This is my work. What's up, sir?
How are you, sir?
What's happening?
I'm good, my brother. We are backstage live with Jay-Z, the headline of Glastonbury.
Yeah that's my work.
How you feeling out there,
what
Jay?
What it look like? Get a look at it up close. This is what it looks like.
Oh, you are so ready right
this
now.
This is what it looks like.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, this ain't even my fresh. This is my pre-fresh. You know, Rockaway jacket, you know what I mean? Made special Glastonbury edition. I mean, I know I ain't holding the mic right, but I'm just letting them see my fresh. You know, the Glastonbury edition.
But this is the pre-jump-off jump-off.
Yeah, this is you know, this is how I walk up. But check a look at it. This is what it looks like. It feels like a moment in time. It's like one of those things, you know. We have to have these discussions as a people. You know, we have to have these discussions.
There you go. It's that unbelievable.
It's just ridiculous.
It's the most, honestly, it was the most, the funniest thing. He just goes, what it looked like, just staring at the camera, what it looked like. And Westwood is going, oh, you're so ready. Imagine that, any other musician just coming in, just kind of, basically all he does, he brags about his clothes. He just wanders and goes, look at that, I got that. Asda, George, that's where I got that from.
I'm not at his level, but I don't let anyone see my pre-fresh.
No.
That's just for me.
So this is the jump off before the jump off.
I watched his set. Did you see him do his Barack Obama bit? He started flashing. He did a whole rap about how Bush is a bleep.
Yeah.
After, and then he did a big video and fireworks for Barack Obama.
What it looked like? What it looked like?
You've gone from telling me that you've got 99 problems and the bitch ain't one.
She ain't
and
one.
Now you're telling me that you know with some certainty where the political future of one of the most complex nations in the world lies.
But that's the beauty of Glastonbury. I remember seeing, and I'm a fan of this guy, and he shall remain nameless, but he got, I believe, an Israel flag and a Palestinian flag, right? In the middle of his set, put the two flags together and went, it's that easy. It's that easy. And the crowd went, and you sat in the back going, it isn't.
The Ultimate News Quiz Championship.
So there you go. Right.
Yeah, nice.
First question. Italian soldiers are being beaten up on a daily basis by a 77-year-old Japanese grandmother. To toughen them up.
To toughen them up,
yeah.
Is it? Where?
In Italy.
Right. So she just goes out and decks a load of soldiers.
Just go over there.
Just tired of them walking past her house, looking all soldiery.
No. She's being...
She's been hired by the Italian army.
She's been hired by the... Yeah, well, let me just exactly remember the story
exactly
that I read.
Remember.
She answers...
You even shut your eyes.
She answers an advert she saw in the local paper.
Oh, yeah.
That said...
La Giardina.
Yeah, if you're good at fighting.
It's false.
You're false, says John. She's a martial arts expert. She's called Keiko Wakabashi. She's been hired by the country's military to train recruits in hand-to-hand combat, according to the Daily Telegraph, right? She's 5 foot tall. She looks tiny compared to her charges, who are mostly over 6 foot. But the pensioner is a trained master in jiu-jitsu, jo-jitsu, ken-jitsu, judo, kendo, and karate. There you go.
Right, so she beats up soldiers for a living.
Yeah.
And what's her surname?
Waka!
Wakabashi.
Wakabashi! Keiko Wakabashi.
That stinks of made-upness.
No, it's not.
Yeah, Wakabashi by name. Coronation Street hunk, Liam Connor.
Is that the one that's going out with your bird?
I don't know. Well, you know, I do know. No, because she's not my bird. Because it's not the 70s, mate. Women can do their own thing now. They can do their own shopping and thinking about kittens or whatever they do, these little girls.
You never see Magnus Magnusson do that. That would be fantastic.
No.
Question about women here. Yeah, bloody women. They know the game they're playing. Am I wrong?
Interrupted with, is that the one banging your bird? You leave Mrs. Magnusson out of this, Magna Mina. Coronation Street hunk Liam Connor has requested that his character be written out of the soap because he's sick of being harassed by old grannies in the street.
Is that right?
I don't know. Is that right?
I'm going to say it's true.
Are you? It's false.
Damn it.
He has asked to be written out, but it's because women find him too sexy.
Oh, really?
And he wants to be a proper actor, and he says people are just treating him like a bit of skirt.
That's why,
or whatever the male equivalent is.
That's why you had to stop playing football, wasn't it, when you were younger? Just because women used to turn up to watch you play.
Yeah, this is true.
They put you off.
Pretty big deal in the under-7s league.
There he goes.
Bloody running luck.
Cesc Fabregas always eats toast before a game. True or false?
I'd like to think that's true. He's pretty down.
You probably would like to think it's true. You probably like to think that he cuts the toast into the shape of a willy as well.
What do?
Because you love him.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I like him to eat toast willies.
Yeah.
Would he butter the toast and then cut it into a willy, or would he cut it into
whatever
a
you like, mate. Whatever you like, he'd probably put a bit of jam at the end of it.
Oh, that's disgusting. that's true. That's true. He's a toast, man. I like toast. Yeah.
2-1 to you.
Me gusta mucho.
Oh, let's have a song. Yeah, that's right, John. Which means the toast is good.
I like toast.
Where's my boyfriend?
Very much.
Oh, it means right.
¿Dónde está mi novio?
Humans have unique fingerprints. We know that.
Yep.
And we know pandas do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, gorillas have a unique nose print.
Right.
True or false?
Gorillas. Well, you'd have to.
You can identify a gorilla by its nose print.
You'd have to be a fairly brave man to get a gorilla's nose print, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You'd have to trick it. Why'd you get that? Just pop a bit of blue tack on the end of its nose.
Eskimo gorillas.
Eskimo gorillas, eh? I'm going to say that is false. False.
It's true.
Titty biscuits.
And I'd like to thank the people at Petit Filou for providing me with that fact while I was eating my fromage frais this week.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was on the side of it. Good fact, thanks.
Hang on.
And my bones have grown stronger.
Have they?
Yeah. Good fact.
We're back to that rural porn film from earlier.
Yeah.
Next question. Polar bears...
You're 3-1 down.
Yeah? Well, I don't care. Polar bears are...
Good comeback.
Thank you.
You have been watching Jay-Z.
That's right.
This is what it looks like. This is what I look like.
Polar bears are huge fans of... toothpaste or vodka?
Toothpaste or vodka?
Yeah, you have to select
one. Pick one. They like one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, we know Jurek Bjørnesson likes this a drink. But, of course, he's a fictional polar bear.
Spirits, they took my armour, so now I drink spirits.
Yes, exactly. Good. Well queued up the audio there.
That's okay, no problem.
Toothpaste.
Balequa, no, you are silver tongue now.
That's him doing an impression of Nelson Mandela.
See, polar bears and mint, I can't get the Fox's Glacier Mint symbol out of my head. So I'm going to go for polar bears liking mint.
Liking mint?
So toothpaste.
Apparently there are regular reports of polar bears wreaking havoc in Arctic tourist camps, knocking over tents searching for sweet toothpaste.
Sweet, sweet toothpaste.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. I need this as well. So, this is the question I swapped. It was going to be a Wimbledon question, and now it's a Euro 2008 question. So today is the Euro 2008 final.
Hey! Come on, Spain!
This is the official Euro 2008 anthem playing underneath.
Yeah.
But which country...
Fear the rush. Oh, isn't it that one?
Yeah. Spain or Germany, which country has won the most Eurovisions?
Oh, that's an interesting question.
Yeah, it is. Thanks.
We know that General Franco once rigged it so that Cliff Richards couldn't win. So they've definitely got one.
Spain?
Yeah, yeah, because Franco rigged it so that Cliff couldn't win.
Naughty Franco.
Yeah, yeah.
I know he did some bad stuff, yeah. But that really was beyond the pale,
absolutely,
wasn't it?
Absolutely, that is the cherry.
Yeah. Naughty Franco. What year did Franco die?
In his worst one.
My annus horribilis.
That is true. I mean, it's Spain. It's Spain.
It's Spain.
Yeah. No way! Yeah. No way!
Germany have won the most Eurovisions. 2-1. 2-1 to Germany. 5-1 to me. Really pulled this one out of the satchel.
How will you name some of their tunes?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm going to need verification.
Schmickende-pickende.
Schmickende-pickende. They didn't write that.
Hugenflögen schmickende-pickende.
Schmickende-pickende. Was it look like? Was it look like?
This ist mein Privilege.
Ah, you are so ready. You are so ready. My trainers are nicht kaputt.
Not to confirm the stereotype, but I've been ready for hours.
You're right.
I prepared very efficiently.
This is all racist, but it's fine. It's against the Germans.
5-1 to me. We've got one question left each, and then two questions from our listener audience.
People with signs in the back of their cars are more likely to suffer from road rage. True or false?
Interesting. I was discussing road rage yesterday. The most sound...
I got bloody road rage!
Well, that's pretty much the gist of it, yeah. Baby on board signs.
Yeah.
They used to say, I've got a baby, so I'm driving very carefully. Please don't get angry. And now they might as well just say, look how badly I'm driving. And as if to make matters worse, I've got a kid in here as well.
Well, that's perception.
I nearly got in a bad one this morning. Someone up my jacksie on the M25, slammed my brakes on. That woke him up first thing this morning. Drive up my jacksie, think I'm going to speed up, slam the brakes on. Undercut me, giving me the old signs. We all wanted a cup of coffee, mate.
It was a cat driving. That's what made it worse.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was a skinhead in a van with a red top on. And if I could remember his number plate, I'd say it. I think it was R5. Oh, dear. I don't think he's listening. I think he probably listens to Kiss. Knob. What was the question?
I have no idea. It's this bloody long rant about you. This imaginary fight you had with a man. People with signs in the back of their car.
Oh, yeah. You see, it was relevant. You're getting all narky about me. Someone's just emailed
in. Go into these bloody reveries about what you do on the road.
And I looked at him and he looked at me and I gave him the rod and he's all, whoa, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, well, you'd have stuff like that if you looked at anything other than your phone and your speedometer and your radio when you're driving.
I listen to my beats. I haven't got a car anyway. I've got a motorbike. And I've had an email in from a guy in Bristol that I've lost.
They are...
Yeah. Listen to this, right? Hi, Russell. I'm also a motorcyclist in the Bristol area. I've had my bike for about a year.
That's an interesting start, given that you are neither a motorcyclist nor in the Bristol area.
You shut your mouth.
It's like someone emailing me. Hi, John. I'm also a bodybuilder from Cyprus.
Right, he says, I'm looking for other motorcyclists for ride-outs and general bike-related nerding. Sounds like me.
Ride-outs, is that what you call it?
Yeah. He says, so give me a shout if you want to go for a burn. I found a couple of great routes in the area. What bike did you get? Laters, Nick. Well, he's my mate. Nick Clarkson.
That is laden with sexual double entendres.
I don't care. Me and Emma are going to go for a burnout, yeah.
Burning. Yep. I found a couple of good routes
in the area. What's wrong with that?
You hook up with him.
Yeah, why don't you dig an old lady's tree out of a bloody garden?
Mind you don't get
saddle sore. Eat scones with some old witch whilst me and her are burning it.
Mind you don't over rev, don't you?
Yeah, well, we'll have a smashing
mind
time.
Mind you don't skid off.
We won't skid off.
No.
Well, you might go F yourself.
I probably will. I think that the answer to that question is true, and the logic I'm using is that people who put signs up...
I've lost the news quiz.
Yeah.
It's 6-1.
Yeah.
But I'm going to continue.
Yeah.
Going to bring on my reserves, give them a run out.
Yeah.
End of the Premiership.
Let them feel what it's like to lose.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Question 4. this is in the category of have you brought on a dog?
No.
Political correctness gone mad.
Oh, we've got a... No, we haven't.
We've already pressed it once today.
Yeah, we have, actually. Oh.
Is this programme now called The Muppets?
No, it's not that one.
Fair point.
Well, it's political correctness gone mad.
That one, yeah. School receptionists in Scottsdale, Arizona have been renamed Learning Centre Front of House Executives. True or false?
Sounds like it could be true, but I think you're trying to hoodwink me, so I'm going to say it's false.
Adam's flip-flops.
Yeah. Sending in a curveball. What have they actually called it?
Directors of First Impressions.
Wow.
That's what they are called now.
A director of First Impression?
Yeah, I'm a director of First Impressions. Yeah, well, just by telling me your job title, my first impression is that you are.
Yeah, absolutely. What an amazing... So they have to give off a good impression?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So there you go. 6-2 at the moment. So you could, I mean, 6-4 is respectable, isn't it?
So there must be apprentice first impression givers until you get to the role of
trainee
a director.
Trainee first impression
yeah,
givers.
Trainees, yeah, trainees. So people who are just going, yeah!
You've got that all wrong, Julie.
Go on.
No, just say hello.
Hello.
And then you become a director.
Can you say it a bit less weird?
Hello.
Julie, go make the tea.
Julie, make tea.
That's why Julie's a trainee.
Is it? Yeah. Right. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Because the next question I ask,
I will be responding.
Into trouble.
I'll be responding in the style of Julie for your next question.
Will you? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Okay. What are you up to for the rest of the day?
Jumping.
No, you're jumping. Where are you going to jump?
Moon.
You're going to jump to the moon, are you? How long have you... How old are you?
100.
100. Right. Could you get Russell for me as well?
Hi, what happened?
Well, I don't know.
Did I turn into Julie again?
Kind of, yeah.
Really weird. That's my sort of superhero thing. I'm going to be the next series of heroes.
I think you've got your bra too tight, is what's happening, and I think it's cutting off the circulation to your heed. So your audience question comes in from Kim.
Okay.
On average, do blondes or redheads have more hairs on their heads? Who have more hairs, blondes or redheads?
I would have thought blondes.
Yes!
Yeah! So it's 7-3. That means it's 1-1 overall in the Ultimate News Quiz Championships. Next week's is the decider. Interestingly, you were 6-2 down when you brought your reserves on.
Yeah.
6-1 down. That's and you finished 7-3. So
that's what Julie can do.
Maybe you should play your reserves next week.
Julie should do it.
Hey, hang on a bloody minute! News quiz! Josh from Sutton. Hey, I just checked the Eurovision website. Turns out Spain have won twice, Germany have only won once. Shame on you, Richardson.
Well.
Yes,
not
now
according
it happens.
To yesterday's got. Well, to be honest, all right then, if we're going to do this, I'll give you that then.
Score?
Well, 6-4. You still lose.
Email in
from Michael Curry. Really, last week's news quiz, which, if you remember, went to a decider, having finished 5-5. The photo of the dog wasn't taken from space. All close-up pictures are taken from aeroplanes, and he then provides a Google Earth link to a resolution and accuracy quote and statement which says that the close-up pictures, such as those you will have seen from dogs, are taken from planes and not from space. So your question, did they see a dog from space, is false.
Well, that nerd can back off, because I read that in a reputable paper.
Did you? Well, I read mine in a reputable paper as well,
What
then.
Paper?
The Guardian.
Oh, left-wing nonsense, Adam.
Yeah.
I read mine in the Mail, okay?
I can't remember what they had in the Guardian that I wanted.
Picture of Lorraine Kelly?
I think it was a picture of Lorraine Kelly, swinging from a tree that I wanted.
I bought some beans in Spain this week, and they don't have the ring pull.
Beanios?
They don't have the ring pull. No, they were Heinz beans.
Right. You know. Really living the Spanish la vida.
Come
Bonjour, Pascual.
Pascual.
Yeah. Avevu unos beanios. Thank you. Me and... I'm going to show Seth Fabregas something you can do with toast that I think he's going to like.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Mixing two pleasures. Lennon sex with me. That's when I sweat the most.
Yes!
Mixing two pleasures. Lennon sex. I'm like Bruce Willis. My head is one big party.
What have you been up to anyway this week?
I went to Skeggy yesterday.
Did you?
I went on a day trip to Skeggy, man. It was quality.
What happened?
I'm sunburnt. I hardly slept a wink last night. My neck is
scorched. It was brilliant. We went on the fun fair, had some fun fair food, made a big D in the sand, and then went home.
After the rumble in the jungle, two great enemies will collide once more in a debate to the metaphorical death. As we invite you to the squabble with the wobble. Let's get ready to grumble.
Watch us.
Oh, I'm stood up again. I am pumped.
That's twice this week, isn't it?
40.
Yes, well done. Yeah, very good.
Anton, are you there?
Cheers.
Yep, I'm there.
Anton, say hello to 40.
All right, 40. All right, Matthew.
40, say hello to Anton.
Hello, Anthony. Hello, whoa. Anton.
Whoa. So, we've already heard this.
Matthew, you're going to have no dignity once I'm finished with you. Football's not your specialist subject. Mate, it's mine. If you keep going down.
40, come on, 40. Wait, 40. Now come back to him.
If you're talking like that already, mate, you haven't got any dignity. The first lesson of dignity is self-respect, and you sacrificed yours the moment you texted into this show.
He didn't text in, but...
Whichever to method... be fair, we asked him to.
Yeah, we asked him to do it. We wanted to spice it up to get you in a mood.
Just have a bit of respect for your opponent, that's all I'm saying, Anton.
And Georgina from Nottingham is saying, it says something about Matt Ford, that his ideal day out is exactly the same as an 8-year-old. So you're getting slammed from...
She's absolutely right!
BBC Six Music.
Russell Howard and John Richardson.
It's debate time.
All right, sorry.
Anton, first question is about football. Anton, to you, my friend. Who is all the... Right. It's about 20 seconds.
20 all seconds. Right.
You'll know the time is up when John goes, time! So, please, right. Who is the greatest footballer and why? Take it away, my friend.
All right, it's Ryan Giggs because he's played more games than anyone and he's in the best team in Britain. He's been playing for about 20 decades, more than anyone. In Man United, Alex Ferguson has called him the most outstanding talent of his age. And he just conducts himself so well on the pitch and sets a great example. And that'll be it.
Interesting. 40, who is the greatest footballer and why?
Stuart Pearce embodied everything that football's meant to be. Not only was he firm but fair, he was an inspirational leader who inspired people beyond the natural boundaries of football. His free kicks were fantastic. His legendary penalty in Euro 96 provided a human moment rarely seen on such a scale in sport. Stuart Pearce is simply the greatest footballer that has ever lived.
I love the idea of the commentator go, great goal by Pearce. That is a human moment.
I remember the commentary to that goal. Do you want me to do it for you? When he had the penalty in Euro 96.
Mom, I spilled my chilli!
Stuart Pearce to take the third penalty for England now. Time to cleanse the soul, if you will. He's done it! And then he just lets himself loose. It was fantastic.
Did you slap your belly to indicate taking a penalty?
I slapped my hands to have the thud of leather on leather.
So, Anton, are you a Manchester United supporter?
I am indeed.
Okay. With that local accent...
Stop it. The flaw in Anton's argument was that Ryan Giggs has played more games than any other player, which is not true, because Pele's played more games than him.
The old 20 decades.
No need for that. No need for that, 40.
200 years?
40, you're not the adjudicator. Sorry, all right? Mate. You're a jelly-obsessed freak.
No, I don't agree.
Shut your mouth.
I don't agree with arguing with refs either, so I'm out of it.
Yeah, exactly. John.
It's really tough, this one, because I
both left-footed as well.
If Anton had not been a Man United supporter, that would have swung it, I think, picking a player. But you've both picked players from the teams you support.
My local team.
I can't judge against Fordy for picking Stuart Pearce, although I want to, because
although he said
I knew...
he's the greatest footballer ever, and you're like, no, come on, that's Maradona.
Drugged up. He was, though.
These are the views of Matt Ford and the press at the time.
Yeah, Pearce was a Lemsic addict. Who are you going for?
I'll give it to Anton.
Anton!
Let's get ready to grumble.
We are back. We are live. It is 1-0 to Anton. The second question goes to you first, Matthew Ford. It's a role-play question, Matthew. Okay. It's a role-play question. You have 20 seconds. You are the manager of the German national side today. It's the European Championship final. Please give your team talk. And may I say, gentlemen, to both of you,
really go for it. Matt Ford, you're the German national manager. Tell your nation, tell your boys, your 11, how they're going to win. Matt Ford.
OK, guys, come round. You had a cracking tournament so far. Lads, keep your head up. You are no doubt you're the best team on this pitch today. You've got to go out and prove it. Not only today for your fans, for yourselves, for your wives, for your daughters and for your grandfathers. This is a proud country.
What about that, Nan?
Oh, don't interrupt me, what? Go out there, lads. Win the day, not only for your own souls, but for your nation.
That'll do. I'll give you 5 extra seconds for the interruption.
Oh, crikey.
Anton.
Yep.
You are the manager of the Spanish national side. Your team talk, please.
All right. OK, boys. You've been the most consistent team so far. You've got the best players on the pitch. Germany have been struggling. You are the key to holding the cup. It's only you can do it, and you alone. You can prove that footballers are not overpaid idiots.
Thank you for that wonderful team talk, reminding me that I'm not an overpaid idiot. Get him growling, son.
This is the first time we've seen Fordy get in on an opponent's question.
I'm up in his face.
Well, I would refer you to when you were heckled by one of your players. What about our nans?
Don't interrupt me. Don't be talk.
I wasn't sure if it was I was getting out.
I'm sunburned from me skegging.
No German either, Fordy.
I know, mate. I didn't want to put on an accent. I just gave it straight as if I really was the German manager.
Okay, John.
I'm disappointed to see neither player go very specific. The whole point of splitting it, Germany, Spain, would there be, you know, would you reference the players, reference Ballack? That's always going to get a laugh.
Yeah. Passion is universal, John.
Don't interrupt the judge.
Sos ref.
Walk him off, Terry, walk him off.
You know, both decent team talks, but I think purely on the fact that...
can I just say, what I did like was Fordy's open with gather round, lads.
Yeah, I was actually there, man.
Gather round.
The phrase we were looking for instant victory was, am I the only one that wants this?
Yeah.
That would have got you a bye into the next round.
Absolutely.
But... because if the Germans go out and play properly tonight with some fire in their belly, then it'll be a good match. And I think given that that's what they need, I'm giving that round to 40.
Yes. Final question.
I am the motivator.
Which is, of course, the reason why Mr. Motivator was taken off of GMTV, because he kept showing that during news. Right, the final question. It's a curveball. Fellas, you both know a lot about football. What do you know about food? John, the question. You've got ingredients. You've got to make a meal out of it. John.
All right, then. First one to Anton. I'm giving you some chicken, breast and some asparagus.
What are you doing with it?
Cooking the chicken, obviously, and then stuffing the chicken with asparagus.
Okay.
That'll be it.
Lovely. Thrifty, that's fine.
Oh, God, it's within my grasp this week. It's genuinely within my grasp. Oh, God, I'm going to bottle it.
40.
Oh, God.
This is your moment.
This is like a real life penalty for me. Go on.
40, I'm giving you chicken stock.
All right, okay.
And pak choy.
What's pak choy?
Use it, 40, use it.
Just tell me what it is.
Get in that bloody kitchen, 40.
Like a lettuce.
Yeah.
Right, okay, what I'm going to do... pak choy lettuce, are you sure? Sounds like batter.
It sounds like you've got 3 seconds left.
All right, okay, what I will do is boil the chicken stock and add in the pak choy to make a really healthy chicken and lettuce meal.
I'll
keep half of the pak choy left for a bit of texture difference, so I'll serve it on that.
On that.
Fair enough.
So a bit of crunch in there, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's the crunch that's won the crunch. It's what?
Just make it clear, I don't know what you're talking about.
This is BBC. I'm hearing in my ear that it's come through from a mystery third judge who will remain nameless that Anton's won.
So. Oh, yes!
I don't know how it happened.
Chicken and asparagus. All you had to do was just say cook and bone. I don't know what pak choy was. Chicken stock's just bloody water.
We're still here with 40. 40, I understand you're upset.
Oh, I'm gutted. I mean, I've been beat fair and square, I think, all the times I've been beaten. But today I really thought I'd done it. I got so into it today.
So did one of the judges.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know you guys. Part of me thinks, and I don't like saying this because you're both my friends.
Go on, Ford.
Of me thinks that you guys actually want me to lose down
Hey.
To get a constant stream of these boys.
I must admit, I'd like an old man.
I'd like an older voice. I'd like someone with a bit of maturity and gravitas a text message.
I tell you what, nice. I tell you what would be terrific. Maybe it's an old lady as well.
I'm always inappropriate. I didn't mean that.
Hey,
any elder ladies listening out there, I'd love you to come on and have a chat.
A chat?
Russell.6music@bbc.co.uk.
Yeah, and we'll chat about anything you want.
Anything you like. But today I feel I was wronged.
4D, what would you like to talk about next week?
Anything, man. I'm up for talking about anything.
Clearly not food or pak choy.
Choy, John. I mean, you know that...
Delicious in a stir fry. Chop it in
but
half
you didn't give
and then
me
in
anything
half
apart
again.
From lettuce and chicken stock. I mean, what?
We should have made clear.
I'll tell you what, that is pretty hard. You've given him chicken stock.
Stock and lettuce. I mean, this is what can you make? You give him asparagus and chicken.
Should have made clear that you can add other ingredients.
Well, you didn't make that clear, John.
No, didn't.
Yeah, in a game of clear rules, communication is key, and it was sadly lacking this
afternoon. I will stress that. Judge John gave it to 4D on
Judge
the 2-1.
Judge John Judy.
Judge John D.
You were losing. It. You were losing it until you brought in the two textured argument, and that swung it for you. But I was voted down in the studio.
Oh, yeah, by some mystical voice that I heard whispering, by the way. I don't want to raise this on air, but Howard, I know your voice
yeah.
at any level.
Well done for not raising that on air.
I'm sorry, yeah, but it all adds to this thing, doesn't it? These three guys, they're mad, you know,
you're
they accuse each other, they don't care.
I must admit, I did insist that you lose.
Oh, mate.
But the only reason being because I knew you would go mad. Yeah, I knew you'd go mad. What was the anecdote John was on about the other week from Amy? That's a text that Anna had to put
in. That anecdote. Seems a shame to waste it, doesn't it?
Okay.
I spoke to someone who had told you an anecdote about when we met up and I did nothing but talk about buying a new washing machine.
Who was that?
And you portrayed me as a dullard.
Oh, James Cook!
Who recently told me that on a gig that you did together back in the early days of comedy, trekking back to the car after a gig and having to cut through, I believe it was a...
Oh, no! Hey, come on,
James Cook and I believe your girlfriend, Russell Howard in the middle, says, here, when we go through the park, let's hold hands. This might get a bit scary and safer then, isn't it, if we hold hands.
That is true.
So, holding hands, walking through the park. Six Music's Russell Howard.
That is true.
Did you skip?
Chicken licking.
Did I skip? No.
Stop everything and listen up. John's got a bit of admin.
I have got a bit of admin as it goes, yeah.
Be quick.
Yeah, someone asked, did I make my train on Tuesday night? Yes, I did.
BBC.
Six Music. Well, that was a podcast. Hey, I tell you what, you can email us at russell.6music@bbc.co.uk if you want to take on 4D. And
or provide your questions for next week's ultimate final ever news quiz showdown.
Absolutely. I may wear a costume for that.
Really?
Yeah.
What of?
I'm going to make one.
Really?
Out of tin foil.
Okay.
Let's just say you'll be taking on the Rossosaurus Rex.
Rossosaurus Rex. Yeah. Tin foil, of course, we know, very big in the prehistoric era.
Yeah, he got
one
an
of the
armor.
Deleted
he got
scenes
an armor.
From,
he got armor.
Deleted scenes from Jurassic Park.
I'll dress up as a robot dinosaur. What are you dressing up as?
I'll probably just come as me. I'll come as a man from the 70s, since you tell me that's how I dress anyway.
No. But wear a costume.
A dog?
Yeah, let's do that.
That could end in tears,
a
actually.
Dog taking on a dinosaur. All right, this is going to be good.
Yeah, if you want to see that, check the webcam.
Absolutely. I tell you what, it's bloody good radio, isn't it? Dressing up Russell, I thought.
Yeah. Right, well, it will be good if you're wearing tinfoil.
Yeah.
Because right. It'll rip and you'll cut yourself on it.
Fair point. Right, all that to look forward to. You can listen to our show live, 10 to 1, 6 Music. Take care, farewell, see you later.
Bye.
BBC Six Music Podcasts. If you liked Russell Howard and John Richardson, try the Adam and Joe podcast. Download for free at bbc.co.uk/6music. 6 Music.